everybody. It's Anna Marie from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. Ah. So I've been getting a lot of questions lately about, like, what does my company do? Oh my gosh, it's so interesting. It's so fascinating. How did you come up with the idea? And I'm happy to answer. So I'm going to go into it. Basically, most of my life experiences triggered the creation of my company. It was especially triggered after the ending of my 8-year relationship last year. The ending was emotional, but quite peaceful compared to a lot of endings of some long-term relationships that other people might have. We're still friends and we check up on each other. So what is my life experience, you might ask? Well, that's a very, very long story that I'm going to have to share with you another time. But the main inspirations of my company is basically how I grew up in theater is one. I grew up around a lot of diversity, completing a Bachelor of Arts degree in graphic design, traveling abroad, teaching English as a second language in South Korea and Canada for a total of about 9 years, independently studying and experiencing cross-cultural communication and conflict resolution, and facing not one, not two, but three very long unemployment gaps. Sorry for getting emotional. It's a, you know, three times lengthy is very, it's very exhausting on your self-esteem. You start questioning whether you're good enough and whether you have the skills to make it in this world, especially when you've worked incredibly hard to get to where you are today. Those of you that have gone through similar experiences, I'm sure you can relate to that. So enough sap, let's talk about the other stuff. How is my life experience relevant to my company's goals? Well, the tagline is a genuine and dynamic approach for strengthening relationships and dating. So let me break it down for you. Number one, dating and relationships. Let's get serious, everybody. Dating these days sucks. Like, I don't know if it just sucks in Vegas or it sucks in everywhere, but, like, lots of people complain about dating. All these rules and, like, oh, you know, I'm overthinking, you know, like, should I ask her out? Should I not ask her out? Oh, is he into me? I don't know. Oh, for God's sakes, people. It's almost 2020. So this is my philosophy. We need to just relax. It's gotten so uptight where I feel like just dating has just become so ridiculous. Like, so ridiculous where it's just ridiculous. I don't know whether another word to describe it. So part of my YouTube channel and what I do is kind of I'm making fun of how ridiculous it's become. I mean, if you're into a girl, for gosh darn it, just say it. Just say it. And if she's a jerk, then she's clearly not worth your time. And the same other ways, if a girl is into a guy, why not just say it? Like, go after what you want. I feel like life... I don't think life is short, but life is precious and time is precious. And why waste your time overthinking every 2 seconds whether you're into a girl or not? And I think a lot of the problem in dating is a lot of people don't know what they want and what they need and what's good for them. And it's good to figure out what you want, what you need, and what's good for you so you can stay in a sustainable relationship and not have feel like you're wasted your time in a relationship or dating someone. I think it's great for people to date to figure out what you want. You know, but once you figure out what you want, just, I think it's important to be delicate because at the end of the day, people are human. We all have emotions. We all have feelings. And I don't think playing with people's hearts is the way to go, honestly. Everyone wants to be happy. So also what triggered this inspiration is based on my own experiences and my friends' experiences. I have a lot of friends calling me, complaining about their dating and relationships. And again, it's just gotten ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. I feel like we sabotage our own happiness. And why do that to ourselves? Just why? It just doesn't seem very fun to me. So part of my YouTube channel also, it's a combination of comedy, theater, and interesting dating and relationship insight in that specific area of dating relationships. So that's my target, is to make fun of you guys. Meh. So, like, no one's going after what you want and everyone's not being, you know, men, you gotta man up and you need to grow a pair. and women, we gotta woman up too, right? So it goes both ways. So that's my job, is to just kind of make fun of things and try to bring some laughter. And I think we all just need to lighten up. Okay, next thing. So I talked about dating relationships. Next thing is about society. So one thing I'm really passionate about is we have to start asking ourselves this question: why are we divided in the first place? What is it about our society in America that makes us divided? I think that's an important question that we have to start asking ourselves. Another important question that we need to ask ourselves is, what would a sustainable American society look like? I mean, really, let's think about that for a minute. What would it really look like? And that's my job, as part of my job, as I study things about sustainable societies and kind of reflect on my own experiences of what would be sustainable. On top of that issue, so did you know that America's ranking on the World Happiness Index report indicates that we are number 19? Americans all talk about how we want to be number one, but we're not number one, guys. We're number 19. And we all talk about, oh, I want to be happy, I want to be happy. Well, we cannot be happy if we don't take the steps to get there. How can we do that? We can't. And the rate that we're going, I just feel like we're just going to stay stuck, and that just doesn't sound very much fun to me. So my job is to start bringing these things to awareness and to improve America in my own twist and approach and try to make it better than only number 19. We can do a lot better than number 19, people. Let's get with it. Okay, so, and then another thing of what I do based on my research is, based on America's loneliness statistics, based on my research, 50% of the adult population over the age 18 is lonely. I mean, that number is huge. It's huge. And frankly, I think that number is a lot higher, because who wants to walk around telling people, man, did you know I feel really lonely today? You know, like, no one wants to do that. And who wants to admit that? I mean, a lot of people deny that they're lonely, or, you know, or we try to act like we're not lonely, but then deep down, everyone feels lonely. I feel lonely at times. We're human, and it all happens, but this is the reality. So part of my job and the projects I have planned is to reduce America's loneliness statistics. There are other issues in our society that we need to fix. But it's okay. You know what? I'm your genie, and I'm doing something about it. We all want to be happy, right? Yes! Let's do it. Let's go happy. So I'm working on it. So part of my company and my YouTube channel is to basically change the conversation of our society. I feel that sometimes it is possible to talk about controversial topics in a very civil way. And my job is to bring forth a very unique twist of improving that part of society. Because essentially I think we're all on the same team. Everyone wants to be happy. Everyone, deep down, everyone wants to have a fulfilling life. We all do, really do. If we get serious, we all want to feel that way. But people don't know how to go about that. So my job is to bring some guidance and insight about society and relationships and dating to bring us all together, because deep down, we all need each other. You go to the grocery store, you need people. You go to the gas station, you need people. You go to the doctor, you need people. You live in an apartment complex, you need those people too. We all need people. We are all in this life together. And I want to spark some inspiration to all of you guys that we're all in this life together, and I'm your genie, and I'm doing something about it, gosh darn it. Okay, so you want some serotonin, I'm going to get you some serotonin. On top of my company, of my YouTube channel, I also offer unique single mixers in Las Vegas. I have some fresh ideas to bring. Las Vegas is known as one of the horrific places for dating. And my goal is to change that. So I want to turn that frown upside down. We're going to go from like here to here. So I'm going to offer some single mixers. I'm currently talking to some venues to try to work with them to provide them things that I have planned. And the goal is essentially that if you find someone that hits your fancy, cool. If not, you at least paid to have a really great time. And because I think everyone should have a really great time. And some events have become so lame, and it gets old, it gets boring. So I want to offer something fresh, something fun, much more, you know, lively to make people happy and have fun. And I'm always open for feedback. So if you happen to come to my mixers, or you have some ideas for me to collaborate, that would be awesome. I'm always like, you know, thinking of really great ideas. So in summary, I'm going to improve America's happiness in the World Happiness Index report, reduce America's loneliness statistics, and some other things. So I'm just trying to save the world one day at a time. Give me time, people. Give me time. So, and that's all. That's my story. And I hope you now have some clarity of what I do. And sayonara. Adios. Avirzain. Arigato gozaimasu. Anyo hikaseo. I cannot remember all the other languages, but please do tell me so I can speak. Bye-bye.